This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It's something akin to accusing journalists Woodward and Bernstein for hiding a confidential source in the Nixon Watergate scandal. But a Houston grand jury is comparing a fake driver's license with the illicit sale of what's left after an abortion. David DeLaden could face 20 years for using a fake driver's license in his investigation of Planned Parenthood. The abortion giant faces nothing in Houston so far. It may be this way now because Planned Parenthood board member Sandra Merritt works in the Houston area prosecutor's office that called this particular grand jury. Pandas in D.C. always get more coverage than the biggest D.C. march each year, the March for Life. Again, the D.C. Zoo pandas got 26 times greater press coverage. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
In other headlines, the first significant direct action by pro-life advocates in the 2016 presidential election is going against Donald Trump. Pro-life women's groups are saying Donald Trump cannot be trusted on abortion. At the other end of the spectrum, pro-abortion NARAL says Little Sisters of the Poor should get no HHS mandate relief from the Supreme Court because they are not, in NARAL's view, a religious organization. But then NARAL also thinks a human fetus is not human. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.